And now he once killed a drifter for a donut. Mark Maron.
That was good. That was like before Krispy Kremes. You know, anyways. Let me just tell you a little story about Maria Bamford. The first time I saw her do stand-up, I got that feeling one gets when you know you're watching somebody totally unique. A special person. I get it every time I watch her. She is one of the comedians of comedy. She's toured Australia.
Yeah.
She toured the entire country of Australia.
Yeah.
And the other night we performed for 9 people.
Yeah.
That's a very small country. And she's here now. Welcome to the show, Maria.
Thank you very much for having me on to the program.
Yeah, it's nice to see you.
It's good to see you.
So you were on stage the other night, and you were wearing a dress, and you presented that as a new thing, and you're wearing one today.
I'm trying to explore my feminine side.
How's that going?
It's going all good.
Yeah?
I feel confident, and I feel sensual.
Do you feel successful?
Well, you know what's funny is that comics don't recognize you if you're in a dress.
They're like, yeah.
Oh, it's Bamford. Oh, you're in a dress. Oh.
Oh no, not
you. Going up? No, I'm not. I can't go up in this dress.
It's weird though when you go up for the first time, because you're on stage. You're like, you felt like vulnerable and weird,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I did feel weird because it was roughly.
Yeah, it was kind of fun.
It was a light purple.
And you were talking. It looked great though.
Well, thanks. No, I felt good in it.
And you got new business cards, a dress.
I got new business cards. Have you ever been on Vistaprint?
No.
Well, it's fantastic.
You can make business cards.
You can make business cards. You can make invitations. Like,
yeah.
It makes stuff look really fancy that probably shouldn't be fancy.
Yeah. Have you been on the one where you can send a monkey singing telegram thing?
Oh, God. My mom is constantly sending me these really slow-loading internet cards.
Yeah.
Like, from a friend of hers that makes them in Florida. And then it's got, like, it just takes forever for this basket full of flowers to slowly kind of, you know, the petals fall.
It's always disappointing.
It says, happy spring cleaning. And I didn't need to wait 10 minutes to download that.
Or some like riff on a bad old joke, like, you know, monkey swinging. Hey, you're swinging with me. Kind of ridiculous cartoon flash animation stuff. So you were talking about your mom, and I realized something the other night that we have similar backgrounds. Because I couldn't understand why do I like Maria Bamford so much? You know, there's got to be some sort of intrinsic chemical connection.
I asked myself the same thing.
That would make me identify with you. And your mom's like a food nut.
Well, yeah. Oh, she's this is her ordering at a restaurant. Okay, let's start it out with 2 pitchers of Diet Coke. You know what? Diet Pepsi is not okay. I hate to shoot the messenger, but it is not okay. And if I'm going to have to do this sort of grassroots thing, I will, you know, because we really need to shift. You know, you should offer choices. Diet Pepsi is not... Diet Pepsi is fine. Anywho, I have 7 points left and a fruit. I'm on South Beach and the Weight Watchers, so what can you do for me? What can you mix up for me?
Huh? Oh, it's so embarrassing, isn't it?
Well, she's 65. You go, when does it end? You know, when can you just, you know, say, well, I think I'll have a piece of pie now.
My entire life, I wish my mother would do that. My entire life, I've got to sit with my mother who's holding up the ordering process. She's saying, look, I want a pizza. I don't want any cheese on it. I don't want any cheese. And I would just like grilled vegetables done with no oil on the pizza. And you're sitting there like you're embarrassed. My entire life, she embarrassed me. Like, she brings her own dressing.
Oh, that's fantastic. See, the thing about my mom, she'll ask for super specific, and then when they don't have it, she'll go, well, what do you have? French fries with a ranch sauce and a strawberry sundae. That's fine. That's fine. That sounds about right. You know, it's like you try to keep on these things, but it's so unrealistic.
Or how about the picking at your food? Did you live with that?
Oh, yeah. My mom would, she'd go, oh, I thought you were done.
Yeah.
And I'd say, no. So then, yeah, then you had to scrabble real quick.
Did your mom ever pepper ice cream to stop herself?
No.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's just horrible.
Like my mother, like if there was a cake at the house or something that somebody brought, she would like immediately after it was served, if there was a half a cake left, right down the garbage disposal. Or if she'd order ice cream, she's like, I'm just gonna have an ice cream. She'll get an ice cream, she'll take one scoop and then put salt on it. to stop herself.
Oh, my God. How is she doing now? Is she doing the same thing?
She looks great. You know, she's figured out a way to eat constantly and not gain any weight. It's kind of a sad scene to watch her eat, to combine her broccoli slaw and her chicken breast and her... Yeah, it's good stuff.
Oh, mm. God. That's anxiety.
What about your dad?
My dad can eat anything, but he has a problem because my mom hides food from it, you know, so he'll be telling him, this is a joke coming at you. He tells me about his secret stashes of stuff, hey, kid, I got some powdered donuts. They're in the freezer underneath all the vegetable crap. Joe, what are you whispering about? You have got powdered sugar all over your face. Oh, run, kid, run! Poor guy. He doesn't have a chance to eat. But, he's a skinny little guy. I'm kind of like my dad, I think, biology-wise. So
really? You don't gain weight?
Well, no. I get a little tum-tum, which I'm choosing to call Skydancer, because she's so beautiful at night. Oh, good night, Skydancer. Oh, good night.
That's what you say to your stomach?
Yeah, that's what I say sometimes. To my tum-tum.
You know, Margaret Cho's belly dancing.
Oh, that's wonderful. I've heard.
Did you ever belly dance?
I've certainly done that. It's actually very difficult. I took three classes, and I did not have as enough. It was one of those things where obviously I have a problem with body image, and as most, I think, Americans do, right? At this point, right? Doesn't
I do.
Everybody?
I don't think Jim does, really.
No, I love my body. I'm a beautiful boy.
Oh, that's wonderful. See?
Beautiful boy.
That's,
oh, my God.
That's great. Well, I went to belly dancing because I felt like I didn't have enough belly to make a difference, you know, because that's sort of the whole thing.
Yeah.
But now I do, so I was thinking maybe check it out again. Mm-hmm.
Do you do any, like, do you go to therapy?
Oh, yeah, I'm seeing a therapist.
You are?
Therapist. I can't say it properly because I don't take it seriously. And, I've seen a therapist. I've seen a life coach because I'm really getting into competitive living. I know I'm going to win this one. And, a therapist.
What does a life coach do?
A life coach? Well, I thought it was going to be more like in high school. You know, come on, get out there, kid. You can take that guy. You got the sack. But it's not. It's about setting small, manageable goals. And number one, I got three goals. Number one, master and defeat death. Number two, change the world. Number three, drink more water. Am I right, ladies? It is so hard to get enough water.
How come we have to drink so much water? Do you do it?
I don't do it. I'm drinking too much Diet Coke, as I told you. But the thing is, the good thing is that instead of getting it single can, I take a clay jug down to 7-Eleven, and I fill that every day.
In the machine?
I'm doing
You're something. Like, oh, no, you've become like the weird lady.
Yeah, definitely.
The lady's here with the jug again, who they don't even want to bother because it's not worth it. You're like, you know, just let her do it. Just let her do it.
Where do you find clay jugs?
Along the seacoast. I don't do that. I buy it by the can.
Cans are better than bottles. Cans are better than bottles.
Really?
I think so.
Okay,
all right. Because they stay colder and it's funner to hold a cold can.
Well, I thought you had a moral reason.
No. No, I believe the cans are, they stay colder and they're more enjoyable to hold. And there's, for some reason in plastic bottles, the soda never gets as cold as it could. Whereas in a can, very crisp, cold. Look, these are things that I think about.
No. You're preaching to converted. Oh. I only buy by can, except when I'm out and I enjoy the out soda. The out soda where you go out and then they have crushed ice. Only a few special places get the crushed ice. But the therapist is having me sing my anxieties aloud.
What, are you serious? That's the kind of therapist you go to? Does she burn incense during the sessions?
Why do we sing? Let's take the power away from those anxieties and sing them aloud. How do we call those anxieties gremlins?
Well, why don't we just call them anxieties?
Would you feel more comfortable with goblins?
Yes. And so this is my new song. I hope you enjoy it. If I keep the kitchen floor clean, no one will die. As long as I clench my fists at odd intervals, then the darkness of the thing won't force me to do anything inappropriately violent or sexual at dinner parties. As long as I keep humming a tune, I won't turn gay. It can't get you if you're singing a song. Yeah.
And that helps, right?
It's helping. Super.
Do you have the OCD?
Oh, yeah, I have the unwanted thought syndrome part of OCD. If you haven't heard of it, you can Google it.
Tell me what those are.
Oh, it's when you have like violent or sexual thoughts. I started having them when I was like 9 or 10.
Which ones?
Both.
Yeah.
Both. And I couldn't sleep at night. I was all scared. And I had it until I was 32. And then I Googled it. Like, I Googled it on the internet just to see if anything would come up. And there's like this huge, I mean, it's LA, this whole OCD center on that specific thing.
What differentiates those from just regular violent and sexual thoughts?
Well, the problem is that it's like a compulsion where you try to stop the thoughts and you try to stop them and try to stop them and try to stop them.
And because they keep coming?
Yeah. So it's like, let's say.
You're like, no, I don't want to do that to that guy. No.
Exactly. And it keeps you from doing stuff. Like, it keeps you from, because you're afraid that you're going to do it. And the whole thing, it's like this whole, like, it's just like with turning on, off and on the iron or the stove or checking the lights or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not rational. It's like, of course you wouldn't, you know, kill that guy or pee on a statue of Jesus or tell your mother to F off. But because you thought of it, you think, oh, I might do it. And then it turns into this whole just constant thing. And some people have it so bad that they can't hold down a job. Turned out I could be a comedian.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But that must be horrible in a workplace situation.
Yeah,
where you're
yeah.
just sitting there looking at one of your coworkers, like, you know, standing over them going, I might do it.
Yeah,
and it could be either, like, have sex with them or kill them.
Yeah, yeah. And they can't, you know, people have a hard time making eye contact, having, you know, intimate relationships and stuff because they feel like, oh, it's something I did or something bad about them.
Oh,
but it's not,
that's,
you know.
Paralyzing.
Yeah, it's paralyzing.
Are you working anywhere? Can we plug some gigs? Not tonight because it's going to be on late.
Oh, yeah, I got a lot of sweet anymore? Gigs. Well, here's the thing. This is the corporate thing I'm doing. I'm on a billboard as a cartoon character on Sunset Boulevard for the movie theatrical release of Barnyard, which is directed by Steve Odekirk, by Nicktoons Films, or whatever, Nick Films. Anyway, so I'm playing Mrs. Beattie, the neurotic farm wife. That's exciting. And then I'm doing a show...
Is that a movie?
That's a movie.
That's great. Graduation.
Yeah, yeah. And it's all celebrities in it, so I'm not a celebrity. But
yeah, you are too.
And then I'm going to Montreal. I'll be at the Montreal Comedy Festival, and then I'll be at the Edinburgh Festival in Scotland for one whole month.
This is your year.
It's going to happen for me.
Yeah, this is it.
And if it isn't, it's going to be next year.
Yeah, or the year after. There's no age limit.
There's no... Look at someone who's older.
I always do. What, are you kidding me? My new one is Rodney Dangerfield. He quit the business.
Oh, man.
Didn't come around till it was like he was like 60.
He was so depressed though, dude. Like, and he died. He seemed really depressed. Like every time they did. Anyways, I'm not meaning to judge. I'm just saying. I feel like I'm done. I've made it. I'm out.
Have you ever been to Montreal before?
I've been once, and it was fun.
You're
but
have a good time.
Nothing's ever happened.
No, you're gonna have a good time. Well, this is it.
Yeah,
this is it. You're a complete entity. You're exactly where you need to be. MariaBamford.com if you want to check in on that and go. Where's the billboard?
Oh, it's on Sunset at I can't remember which cross street, but it's like 9200 Sunset.
Go see a cartoon character that's going to be her. Right?
Yeah, Mrs. Beattie.
All right. We'll be back with... what are we going to be back with? We're going to be back with... Oh, the... What? Pitch of the week? Great.